So in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord. So who was King Uzziah? Let me tell you who he was. He was a good king. He was a great king. He became king when he was 16 years of age. Anyone 16? Anyone 16? Fancy being king? Queen? Sorry. No. It's a bit awesome, really, the thought of becoming a monarch at 16 years of age. But King Uzziah became a king at 16 years of age. And he was a king for 52 years. And he was a really good king. He was known as the king of the soil. He was a bit of an eco-warrior. He was a man before his time, wasn't he? But he liked to plant things and he liked things to grow. And under his leadership, Judah, the nation of Judah, did really brilliant things. So they were a strong nation. So when they went into battle against the Arabs and the Egyptians, they won. They were such a strong nation. So he was this really good king, but he became quite proud. There's a danger, isn't it? If you're good at something, you think, I'm good at this. I can do this. And he became quite proud. And he had lots of people around him who supported him, who were saying, Uzziah, you're a great king. You're a great king. Go for it. Yeah, you're great. And one day he thought, I know what I need to do. I need to go into the temple and I need to offer a sacrifice to God. Because he was a God-honoring king. But there was a way to do this. There was a protocol about this. And when you needed to go to the temple to offer sacrifices, you should have gone to the priest. And you should have said to the priest, priest, will you come with me to the temple and will you, on my behalf, will you offer a sacrifice? Uzziah thought, I don't need the priest. I can do this. I can do this all on my own. So he went into the temple and the priest was like, what's going on? The king's in the temple. So there's a bit of a panic going on. The priest in the temple, oh no. So they rushed in and they said, like, what are you doing, king? You know, oh great king. And we can offer you this sacrifice on your behalf. And King Uzziah was like, no, I can do this. I don't need you. And the priest stood and watched as the king offered a sacrifice. And as they watched, suddenly the king became full of leprosy, which is a skin disease, which was still around, but not to the degree now that it used to be. But it broke out on his forehead. And they watched as the king became covered in leprosy. And then the king, the good king who'd been king for 52 years, the proud man, looked at his hands and looked at himself and he fled from the temple. He died not long after that, to be honest. He was such a good king for all that time, but then he became so proud that he thought he didn't need other people. He can do this all by himself. And God had to show him that actually he did need those around him. He did need to follow the rules that existed in the society. And sadly, the king died. So, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord. So I don't know what this year is going to hold for you. I was thinking, in the year that the UK leave the EU, that's probably going to happen this year. Okay. Or in the year that... I was going to say, something happens within our royal family. Who knows? They seem to be going on forever. Philip's had a time in hospital, hasn't he? And he's out again now. But we don't know the significant things that are going to happen this year. But this is where this little bit of paper comes in. So I want you to, there's some pens if you need one. I want you to write, in the year that, and you can, what do you think is going to happen this year? It might be something personal, like, I mean, for Paul, it could say, in the year that I turn 50, couldn't it, Paul? It could say, in the year that I turn 50. For me, it could say in the year that I turn 60, which I know you find incredibly hard to believe. And what would you like to see happen? Do you want to give out those pens? Won't you do that for me? So just some time here. So it's a bit like a New Year's resolution, but it's based around this text. In the year that I... So you have some time with that.